When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll continue with your calls here on Aaron Rodgers in just a little bit. BT, our Knicks last night. What a game, man. I had a fun time watching that game with the comeback, of course. You know, obviously losing, it sucks, and we were going over yesterday. That should be a win. I know it's back-to-back. No excuses. I don't want to hear it. It's the Bulls at home. I don't care how good LaVine is or whatever. Mm-hmm. The Knicks should. Now, they didn't deserve to win that game the way it turned out. Tough loss, but that comeback that they had, it to me, that shows you the talent on this team, like what they're capable of doing. You saw a little depth last night with Campaign contributing. I think all the signs are there for this team to be a legitimate championship team and clearly the most talented team that I've ever seen in my lifetime. So forget the loss. It's early November. Who cares ultimately about wins or losses at this point? But they got to gel as a team, but all the pieces are in place.
Here's a trophy for you. Here's a trophy for you. You participate. Here's a trophy for you. You take one of the back is well, coming up. Here's a medal for you. They were losing by 22 points at home to the Bulls.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to give you this here. I'm not going to get too wrapped up in the record. I'm going to get wrapped up in the optics of the Knicks. So I will say last night was the first time during that spirited run, and Brunson was on the bench for most of it, as you know. That's the first time I felt the Knick energy that was comparable to last year. The place was popping. Campaign, you know, fit in terms, first of all, he made some shots, but there was a jolt of energy.
He's got that toughness to him that Devo had a little bit.
That's what I'm compare him to Devo.
You gotta let it go a little bit.
hit some threes, and he was definitely into it, so I thought the body language was good. Carl Anthony Towns was phenomenal.
Oh,
missed free throws aside. You know, Brunson with that ball going half down, it was a well-run play. He's going to hit that more times than not. The foul by Hart, phantom foul. But I think my biggest gripe here, and I know that the depth is eventually going to get better, but or my fear, not even a gripe, because I know why he's doing it. They're playing big minutes because they've got to play big minutes to gain chemistry. Okay. And I said to Sal yesterday that, hey, if they were 8-2 to start the season, or even 7-3, they're banging out wins, and they're pocketing these wins to put themselves in a good seed position for the, you know, for the long run, then they can maybe recalibrate midseason, take the foot off the gas, and then have diminished minutes. But what's happening is they're 5-6. Their starters are still playing big minutes. And now they're going to be chasing all year. They're not getting 60 wins. That's
chasing
a lock.
Chasing what? The rest?
Not chasing, you know, a seed that's certainly top three.
They played 11 games eighth of the season.
Let me ask you this, Sal. How many wins do you think, and of course it's a long distance read, how many wins do you think they get this year? They played 11. They got 82 in the whole season.
So
what, 61 to go?
Well, I don't know how I would do this math here. But
do you think
overall,
they'll have 60?
What was their number coming into the year?
Do you know? I want to say 55 and a half, 56.
Can you look that up, Hoff?
It was among the top three or four.
Win total coming into the year, what the number is?
OKC was up there. I think it was 56 and a half. OKC was up there a little bit higher. Celtics for sure. I think the Knicks were three or four. Either way, do you think that they win 60?
Probably not.
There's no way they're winning 60. Yeah. Do you think they win 55?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think they do. Now, that's not the ultimate issue, but seeds and exhaustion Hey, you got to have fresh legs for the run, man.
53 and a half, Hoff said, was the number there. I think they're going to go over that. I would take the over on that.
I would bet the under right now.
Wow.
I
think it would be a very disappointing year. Now, again, injury aside, major injuries, that would be a very disappointing year if they finish under 53 wins.
Oh, yeah, listen, that's the bar's raised, man.
Would they end up with last year?
Something similar, maybe 52, if right. I remember off the top of my head.
Here's the difference.
That's off a little bit.
Here's the difference, and I'll throw it back to you. You're talking about, you get a trophy, and you get a trophy.
50. I'm sorry, 50 on the button.
That's
got
what they won last year? Okay.
50 and 32. Got
So I think they're going to be better than what they were a year ago. And then in the postseason, they'll be better. But you talk about, here's a trophy, you get a trophy. What did Hartenstein and DiVincenzo get? A loss at home, an embarrassing loss at that to the Pacers in Game 7 of the second round? Like, last year's team, you and others, and I saw some of the comments yesterday on social media, this team's not as good as last year's team. Guys, get your head out of the sand, and I want to use another word, but it's a family show, I want to be clean here. This team is light years more talented than last year's team. Now, they have to prove it, BT. Like, I agree, they have to show the chemistry and all that stuff, and they will. Look at the roster. Watch them play last night, even in that tough loss. It shouldn't happen. No excuse. It did happen. It's unfortunate. But look at the way that they played, shooting the lights out when they started coming back. Karl Anthony Towns is on another planet. You can't tell me that you'd rather have Randall, Hartenstein, DiVincenzo over Karl Anthony Towns or even Bridges for that matter.
Well,
this team is freaking loaded.
I'm not going to say that I would, but I might reposition it. And I'm not even sure that I'm here, but just to have the conversation, I might kind of flip it back to you and say, I wouldn't mind having those five first-round picks and Randall and DiVincenzo and the ability to maybe do something different this season.
As opposed to Karl Anthony Towns?
I'm not saying I'm there. No, Karl's a beast. He's owning his Nick. Like he's been tough. I know. It means a lot for him to be a Nick. I get it.
Yeah.
Shooting free throws. How many times you see that? I've seen that doing college games where young man will miss some shots, and then, you know, me and Mink will wrap up the postgame show, and then somebody will still be jacking up shots, working up. Maybe somebody didn't get a lot of run, or they just missed some shots. You don't see that in the pros very often. So for him to go out to the free throw line and put in some extra work after the game that he had, he's doing everything right. That's not about Karl Anthony Towns.
And he's not perfect. We know that. But I come away from last night, and I'll be honest with you, like, that loss hurt me. It bothered me. And to a point, now, I didn't lose sleep because of it, but it felt good to be hurt by a Knicks regular season loss. Because even if you go back to 2020 and the season that they ended up with a 4 seed out of nowhere with Randall, like, and even building with Brunson, this is different.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Print. The championship or bust aspirations, that means something. The talent that this team has. Like, for me to say, as a Knicks fan for 40-something years, whatever it is, I'm 45 years old, so 37 years, whatever it may be, that this is the most talented team, the most talented Knicks team that I have ever seen in my life. Like, that has me excited. That comeback, I was about to shut it off and watch Yellowstone with my wife, And all of a sudden, they go on that 11-0 run. It turned into what, a 17-0 run?
I think whatever it was. 19.
Yeah, 19-0 run. But I was about to shut it off and be like, all right, it's not their night. Terrible performance. And all of a sudden, you're enthralled by the comeback. You're into it. It was a tremendous game. Back and forth. You give Chicago credit, too, because they did not go away. Mm-hmm. Easily could have folded. They were tough, too. They showed some guts. But I enjoyed that game last night. The result aside, I enjoyed it. And I love watching a team with this much talent that has the potential to be a champion.
Little Joey, why don't you come on up here, Joey? Everybody put their hands together for Joey, who averaged 0.6 points per game. But he was very high in the effort department. Joey, come on up and get your trophy. By the way, not your nephew.
Yeah,
he's a stud at hockey. Yeah. Come on up, Joey. Good job, buddy. Attaboy, Joe. They lost to the Bulls.
All right, but you got to look beyond the result. I would do this for the positive or the negative. It's annoying to lose to the Bulls. I thought they would beat the Bulls last night, even on the back-to-back. I expect them to sweep the Nets in these two games here. All right, but they lost. Look at that talent. Just get me to the postseason and let this team go nuts in the playoffs. You know what else I like about it even more than the talent, BT? Mm. I do think, to your point, they have that competitiveness. They have that toughness. They have the want to and the desire, whether it's Brunson, Hart,
yep.
Talent.
I saw it
OG.
Last night.
They had it.
I needed a reminder, but it was nice to see. Like, it felt like a connected team. As odd as that is to say, when you get your ass kicked by 22 to start the game at the Garden, when you're 8.5-point favorites, that's a little weird. And, you know, not to just sit here and hand out empty platitudes after a loss, because I'm not in the business of doing that. Not for a team that's supposed to win 50-something games and get to the championship, or at least get to the conference finals. But I understand this context here, so I'm not going nuts. But they're 5-6, and let me ask you, does Brunson look the same?
No.
Why?
Yeah, I mean,
I've got a theory.
I mean, the results aren't necessarily the same. I don't know if he looks any different. He just looks like he's struggling a little bit more.
Well, I threw something out to Sal yesterday, right? What makes Jalen Brunson, or last year, unstoppable? What is it? Well, sublime footwork.
Right, his angles, all that.
Angles,
stuff, yeah.
Leverage, pump fakes. All right. Once the league catches up to that, and the more they see it, the more they'll be equipped to handle it, because he's never going through you, and he's not going over you because he's a limited athlete. He's a great scorer. He's a great player. The point being, I don't think that he's getting the screens. This is a little minutia thing, but if you appreciate hoops, you'll notice this. The screens aren't there. Who was setting the screens? It's my boy Hartenstein.
Oh, my God. Jim is on the Jersey Shore. What's up, Jim? Hartenstein.
What's up, Sal? Yeah. Hey, guys, listen. Sal, I disagree. The Knicks, sometimes you have a little more talent maybe at the top right now, but the chemistry that the Knicks had last year, just before they all started getting hurt, I think they ran off like 15, 16 games. That was something special that we have not seen. Now you're talking about, this is the NBA. You cannot change 80% of your starters. They changed four starters. Stop.
They didn't change four starters.
Stop not valuing how valuable Hartenstein was.
Oh, my God. I can't take it, Jim, and thank you for the call. Guys, I understand what Hartenstein was a year ago. Watch Karl Anthony Towns play basketball. Watch him. And I love Julius Randle. I don't miss Randle with anything. This is Karl Anthony Towns. I can't even believe I'm going to say this. And this is actually disrespectful to the team that I grew up loving with all my heart.
You're not going to knock the big fella here, are you?
Karl Anthony Towns is better than Patrick Ewing. And I love Ewing. And Ewing could score the basketball. Sometimes it was a struggle. Get the ball down low to the big fella. It was a grind. Karl Anthony Towns scores the basketball with ease from anywhere on the floor. Now, is he as tough as Ewing? No. But he has shown some toughness.
Yeah.
He's not the defensive player that Ewing was.
No.
And he's not as tough as
Young Pat. No way.
But as far as offensive goes, offensively, he's far superior. And in today's game, it's an offensive game. The Knicks in the half court have been tremendous. Look at all the options all over the floor. I don't understand how many people are missing. I'm not saying you are, BT, but so many people are missing this. Hartenstein was great while he was here. I'm not trying to minimize what he was, but there's a limit to what that team could do with Hartenstein, Randall, DiVincenzo. Carl Anthony Towns, Bridges, OG, like this with Brunson, their talent is, and they do have depth once they get healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Like this team is absolutely freaking loaded.
So they should win the championship.
Yes.
Ooh, yes. No hesitation. I like it.
Yeah,
Sal.
Like it's one thing to get disappointed or not get disappointed by a loss in November.
Mm-hmm.
But I was actually thinking of you last night, and we were texting a little bit with the game, but I want to enjoy this. Like you said about the Yankees with Soto and Judge,
yep.
And I think you did to a great extent, watching those two.
I enjoy the Yankee season okay. Every night, yep.
Right. That's what I want to do with the Knicks. I want to enjoy the most talented group
that
I have ever seen before.
That's great.
Now, if they don't get to, at the very, very, very least, an Eastern Conference final, then there will be hell to pay. And I will say, you know what? I was wrong. You guys were right about the chemistry. Maybe that's I should have valued that a little bit more
mm-hmm.
than just the talent. So minimum, they should be in an Eastern Conference final. See what happens with Boston. But yeah, I mean, the goal is to win a championship. Just like I was disappointed every year in the 90s, that's how I would be disappointed again. But I love that they have a legitimate chance where I didn't think that was the case any year before.
I love it. I really do. And there's nothing else to say. Like, I love it. I think that's awesome. We watch him every night.
Yep.
I expect them to do well. I know they'll be better than this. Where their upside takes them, that's going to be an interesting ride that right. You and I will take together here on the show with the fan. But I would say this very succinctly. Like, last year, they were a really good team in terms of talent with great chemistry.
Right.
I think this year, they'll be a potentially great team in terms of talent with good chemistry. So
we'll see which one goes.
You'll see a little yep. rise in the talent. Yep. A little dip in the chemistry, where's it end up? That's what's fascinating.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.